This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Crews in Southern California are working to restore power to a few thousand customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. A tropical storm warning is in effect for some 42 million people as El Nino storm continues to bring much-needed water to the drought-stricken area. No deaths have been reported in the southwest, but there is widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Flood watches are in effect for Southern California into parts of Arizona, Oregon, and Idaho. As of 3 o'clock this morning, just over 17,000 homes in California were without power in the path of Hillary. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today. The Bidens will meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people, with over 1,000 still missing.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
Aftershocks continue after a magnitude 5.1 earthquake in Southern California's Ventura County. This unidentified man says it jolted him awake.
I was sleeping and then it woke me up. I was sleeping in bed, shook, and then the whole house shook.
The initial earthquake hit at 2:45 yesterday afternoon and was centered 4 miles southeast of Ojai, California. That's northeast of Santa Barbara. As of 3 a.m., there have been at least 17 aftershocks in all. There are no reports of major damage. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom, who's already in Southern California monitoring Tropical Storm Hillary, is now planning to visit Ojai.
The original app showed it was a 6.0 on the app, and that was obviously went down to 5.1, so that's why I think it's important to get up there and to make sure everybody's safe and make sure these aftershocks, which also can shock the conscious, people just feeling that stress and anxiety, make sure people are okay.
USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Federal officials say there are many reasons why so many people are unaccounted for following the Lahaina wildfire on the island of Maui.
The FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services have been brought into Maui to help account for the missing.
Our teams are continuing to go through the day, to go through every part of that and help identify anybody that might still be missing. And we brought in additional teams.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that people who are still missing could be in shelters or elsewhere.
They could be that they are staying with family and friends, and we haven't been able to contact them yet. There's a lot of different reasons on why people are unaccounted for.
She said more than three-quarters of the search area has been completed and that crews are going through every inch of the burned areas. I'm Jeremy Scott.
One Republican senator believes presidential candidate Donald Trump should drop out of the 2024 presidential race.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said Americans won't vote for a candidate who's been convicted.
We may have a candidate for president who has been convicted of a crime. I think Joe Biden needs to be replaced, but I don't think Americans will vote for someone who's been convicted.
Cassidy acknowledged that he isn't an attorney and couldn't speak on all of the charges against Trump. He did, however, call the charges related to mishandling classified documents a slam dunk. I'm Trey Thomas.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are you having fun yet? Look it. Just chill. It's going to be okay. I got faith. I got faith in you, the American people. 340 million people that got their heads on straight. Some of them, okay, minor percentage, thinking wickedly, because that's what power does. You know, corrupt power just... It corrupts absolutely. You know how that saying goes. And this is what we're dealing with right now. But the American people are waking up, and thank God. Thank God. I mean, they really think we're stupid. You know, we've trusted them. We have put this in their hands, this great American experiment, and what have they done? They're doing everything they can to pulverize it. And this isn't a Republican thing. This isn't a Democratic thing. If you think that, you're missing the point here. This is about America and the America that we're turning over to the next generation. Bill Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, is with us right now. He's been dealing with Hillary for the last couple of days. You're doing okay? You're just a little bit wet? No damage?
You know, so they called this hurricane Hillary, and it looks to me like it's much like Hillary. Promises a lot and gave us not much.
Well, the Babylon Bee boys, they said that that Hillary came through and erased 30,000 emails. So I don't know. You know, these guys, they know about this kind of stuff, Phil.
That's pretty good right there.
Yeah, I love that. I thought that was a great line. Had to borrow it and share it with you. But look at, you know, where we are right now. You know, President Trump is being kneecapped three ways to Sunday. You know, people who follow him, it's interesting. What happens, Phil, with him? I mean, his numbers, his polling numbers distill through the roof. But I know they're all asking the same thing, going, how much more can this poor man endure, you know, being beat up? But the fact of the matter is that he's really standing in the gap for fair-minded Americans. And I say fair-minded, I'm talking about people that still believe in the Constitution. But for him, there would be a massive takeover in ways that we can't imagine. I mean, as it is, we're realizing that, you know, we used to think we had three branches of government, but what the deep state is proving, you know, the FBI in collusion with social media and that cabal, is there is a fourth level of government, you know, called the deep state. And they're alive and well, and they have full control. And by full control, however way you want to spell it, F-U-L-L or F-O-O-L, they have full control of our government, and they're having their way at the expense of the American people.
Well, indeed, that is true. And we see evidence of it every single day. We have
exactly
Americans scratching their heads saying, what has gone on? What's happening here in America? And I really believe the only way we're going to turn this is a united voice of protest
exactly
against what's happening and exposing it for what it really is. You know, this is this is a pretty interesting time we're living in. I did hear Vivek
Ramaswamy,
and he made a comment. He said, you know, he said, I look at America like an adolescence. We're trying to find our way. In adolescence, you kind of, because as a country, we're not that old, and we're trying to find our way, and this is one of those moments. And I like the analogy. I think the only thing that concerns me about the analogy is that some teenagers don't find their way, and it's going to take a strong parental figure.
I was going to say, I was going to say these teenagers get lost because they got bad parenting. And and Vivek is partially right. America has bad parenting. And Phil, let me tell you what I'm seeing, and you and I have been commenting it over this past week. What has happened in Maui is emblematic of what's happening in the rest of our country in these democratic controlled enclaves. I mean, look, I get it. We're humanoids. We make mistakes. I get that. It comes with the skin. All right. But if we continue on and ignore these things, because some of these things have been institutionalized. I mean, for somebody to sit there and go, oh, we got to worry about water equity, you know, and that's why I sent out I threw out the X going, look, you know, God himself, God Almighty understood water equity. And he said that the rain will fall on the just and unjust. He didn't say he was going to hold back the spigot or anything like that. He said it was freely going to flow, and that's the way it has been. But, you know, this knucklehead, in his own spiritual madness, you know, thinks that somehow he is the controller of water equity. And he shuts off the water for, I mean, here firemen out there. Phil, I don't know if you're aware, but I think they only got about like 63 firemen to fight Maui, Lanai, and Molokai. Okay? That is a skeletal crew. And especially on an island that has, I mean, and particularly in that area, there routinely probably 3-4 fires a year in that area alone. All the dry brush, typical of, you know, what happens, whether we're talking Canada or we're talking the United States, where there's mismanagement of foliage and forestry and that, this is what happens. It gets ripe for the picking. So you got high humidity, and then, oh, let's throw a hurricane into the mix, too, with high winds ranging anywhere from 145 to 70 miles an hour. Next thing you know, you've got a fire descending on the valley of Lahaina at a mile a minute. And this is why so many people, Phil, were found home, particularly young kids. The schools closed, and they sent young kids home. Parents are at work, and they're there by themselves. I mean, the cries that are coming out of Maui is an absolute disaster. It's heartbreaking, Phil. It's just so crushing. And you cannot help but feel for these families. And the deal is, unfortunately, like so many tragedies like this, you look at human incompetence and you look at, you know, unfortunately, political agendas that have participated in this mess that have literally killed people. But that goes back to what you and I talked about. That's the isms. You know, the socialism, communism, all this stuff that this, you know, that we've contrived. It's lethal. It's not about life, liberty. You know, it is about their own definition of it. And every time you do, whether it's DIE or, you know, DEI, it all leads to death. And here we are.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. When you've got bad leadership, I mean, what you just described in terms of an infrastructure and way things are handled, total recipe for disaster. And we've got a disaster of great scale here, you know. And this is a microcosm of really what's happening across America by poorly run cities and states, by governors, by mayors that just don't even, they're not capable. They're just literally not capable of doing the job.
Yeah. And then what are they worried about right now? They tell you land grab, like as if they're going to stop it. The governor says they're not going to be land. Well, you know, as soon as the governor said there wasn't going to be land grabs, there's going to be land grabs. You know,
yeah.
I mean, this is what they do. They tell you, they give you a signal. They tell you what it's going to do. And here it is. The poor Hawaiians once again are being taken advantage of. It's no wonder that you have this body of local Hawaiians to say, look at, we're living by our old constitution, which was never eradicated. The United States never had the authority to erase our constitution. And boy, I'll tell you, I think this is going to give a new rise and a renewal vigor for those on the island, you know, to fight harder, even more so, for their independence. Stay tuned for more details on that one. We've got more from Bill Hotzenpiller. Stay tuned, like I said.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Rich man, north of Richmond, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know. But I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit. And it's taxed to no end. Cause a rich man, north of Richmond.
Oh,
look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milk and welfare. Keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to.
Oliver Anthony, Phil Hodgson Pillar. Wow, that just exploded on the charts. This is the first time he ever had a professional microphone. He didn't even go into a studio, just on his land. And this is, you know, become America's current anthem. I mean, here we go from, try this in this small town, and then this song, really indicting the rich men north of Richmond. Of course, he's talking about the Beltway there, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I when I heard it the first time, my first thought went back to Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Because it was a ballad. And as a way of moving people, like a song doesn't. And I think this is outside the realm of a song. I think it's a ballad. I think it's something that people can resonate with, and it moves to action. Because my opinion, Bob Dylan was as responsible for the changes of the 60s and 70s as anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also had remember the Eve of Destruction? That talked about the Vietnam War, and here we are, and the guttural, I mean, you hear the soul and passion of this young man. It's undeniable. And he's suffering with these lyrics, and this is why it's so relatable, is because America is suffering. It is crying out. And Phil, we know, as people of faith, we know who you should be crying out to. He doesn't quite get it, but that's okay. That he's talking of the pain. But I think that's the first step in any kind of reform, is that we have to admit where we are and the pain that we're in. Now, the opportunity for people of faith is to say, do you want the answer? Do you really want to know who to turn to? Or because I believe you're doing this because you're looking for an answer and how we can resolve this mess, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's, my wife asked me yesterday, she said, what do you think the next, 3 years are going to look like? And I said, honestly, I don't have a clue. There's so much, so many variables here, and everything can change on a dime. I mean, if you looked at before Trump was elected, everybody said he wouldn't be elected.
Right.
Then in 2019, now listen to this one. In 2019, December of 2019, I felt like our church should do something called the Underground Church. What would happen if the government closed the church? Now that was December 19. You know what happened in March of 2020?
Exactly.
And I think that honestly was led by the Lord, and it prepared us as a church to stay open during the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank God you did. Thank God you did. And I know a lot of people were struggling with that. Churches were struggling with it. But, at some point, Phil, you got to know and take a stand for what you believe in. Either God is going to protect you and do. I mean, this is God's church. It's not your church, not Tammy's church. It's God's church. So either God is going to honor it or not. And thank God he chose to honor it in the midst of this, because, I agree with Jonathan Cahn. You and I have talked about this as well. People, I talk to people and they go, do you think God's judging us? And I say, well, it's interesting you ask that question. Why do you ask that question? Because you really believe God's judging us because we deserve to be judged. And Jonathan's new book coming out called the Josiah Manifesto, he goes back and takes a look at when abortion came into play. And I wasn't aware. I thought abortion, the first state to legalize abortion, I thought it was New York. You know, it was actually Hawaii.
Really?
Hawaii did in March, I think it was March 19th, and 50 years to the date, because he goes on this jubilee cycle, right? So 50 years to the date of when abortion was legalized in Hawaii. Because at that point, we were about 300 abortions, you know, going in, about 300 abortions a month. And, I mean, overnight, Phil, within weeks, we were at 175,000 abortions. That's how quick this thing lit up. And this is even before Roe v. Wade, right? But 50 years later, you've got, you know, so what happened 50 years later in March, around March 19th of 2020, what you just talked about? And Hawaii was one of the first places where COVID became the entry point. So as abortion was the entry point for the evil that came upon the country, then you've got COVID coming upon, and you go, is God trying to get our attention? What is God telling us? Just asking.
Yeah, that's good. Well, this new book I have coming out, I use the analogy of Samson. And Samson got up and went out as he did before, but he did not know the power had left him.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we are. We're trying to act like America of 40 years ago. We're not.
Right. Yeah, and it is perplexing because, like you said, we think just because that's the way it's always been, that's the way it'll always be. But no, it's not. It's slipping through our fingers. We have less and less power, whether it is with our dollar, our influence, our national security. We are more vulnerable, Phil, than I believe in our lifetime that we've ever been as a nation to be taken over. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. Yeah, there's no question about it. We are weak on every side. We are disunited. We have demonic leadership trying to lead this ship, and we're in a bad place. It is Midnight in America, my brother.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. Name of his new book, Midnight in America, ladies and gentlemen, and it's available. People can order it now, right, Phil? Because it doesn't come out until next year. But you can order it now. You can pre-order it.
Yep, pre-order started this month, and love to have people grab a copy of it, pre-order it. And drive it to number one. My last book, One Nation Without Law, was a number one bestseller. So I think God's got some messages here that we need to hear.
Where do they go? Where do they go to get their hands on the book? Okay.
Just go to Amazon, put in Midnight in America, and my book,
pre-order.
Phil Hodgson Peller, will pop up, and you'll get yourself a copy, and we'll have it sent right to you.
Exactly. Over the weekend, you had a chance to see Vivek Ramaswamy, and you had a chance to talk to him a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually opened for him at an event here in Orange County. Didn't know that would lead a little bit further down the road, but I will say this. I really like him. He's very smart. Mm-hmm. He's got more charisma than Obama. He's like a Reagan conservative.
Yes.
Articulate. You know, he's 38 years old. His family immigrated from India. He's a billionaire. He started two billion dollar companies.
Yeah, tech companies, right?
Really resonated well. His wife is a doctor, Harvard and law graduate. Very, very, very good. And then after I got done speaking, or he got done speaking, he came over and said, "Hey, can you walk with me to my car?" And he said, "You know, I'm a Hindu," and I said, "Yeah, I know." And he said, "Well, I think I'm going to have some challenges navigating that in American politics." And I said, "Yeah, I think you will too." He said, "Would you consider being an advisor to me?" And I said, "Yeah, here's my card. If you want to bump up with that, a call, we'll talk." So it's interesting to see where that goes because, you know, we had our previous mayor here was Hindu, and I've really seen some of the ways that you can navigate that, but in some ways, I think our mayor failed in his last year to do that.
Right.
And
we only got 10 seconds, so we'll leave it at there to be continued with our next conversation. He's Pastor Phil Hodgson Peller. Thank you, Phil. Take care. God bless.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
USA News Update. Crews in Southern California are working to restore power to a few thousand customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. A tropical storm warning is in effect for some 42 million people as El Nino storm continues to bring much-needed water to the drought-stricken area. No deaths have been reported in the southwest, but there is widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Flood watches are in effect for Southern California into parts of Arizona, Oregon, and Idaho. As of 3 o'clock this morning, just over 17,000 homes in California were without power in the path of Hillary. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today. The Bidens will meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people, with over 1,000 still missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Amy Reagan Morehouse, the Senior Vice President of Global Education at ServiceNow, is going to join us in a few moments because we're talking AI-enabled technologies. They're creating a profound shift in the jobs we do and how we do them. In addition, while most companies understand that digital transformation is key to navigating today's business environment, workers with the right technical skills are in short supply. Did you hear that? And the situation is only growing more extreme. Now, here's the good news. ServiceNow, they're the leading digital workflow company making the world work better for everyone, partnered with research firm Pearson on new findings around the impact of AI and the skills of the future. Now, the research reveals that U.S. companies will have an opportunity to retrain 23.5 million people for a higher value work. That means more money, too. How about that, huh? And it's not automatable, and some of the most human-like of competencies, communication, collaboration, innovation, will be the most in-demand skills. Amy is with us right now. Amy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Thanks so much, Bill.
Well, this is exciting. I mean, and I'm glad the way you laid this out in such a way that people think that, because sometimes people think AI means I'm going to get replaced. But you're presenting this, and your organization is presenting this in such a way that AI still needs to work hand in glove with human contact, does it not?
Absolutely. And I think that's what's so exciting about this space, because you're right. Everyone's heard about AI, and there's so many concerns about what will happen to the people. And I think that's exactly what we wanted to examine with this research. And while, as you mentioned, 23 million jobs would potentially be disruptive with all this new technology, there's a lot of need for humans to stay in the loop. So this is really not about how employers need to replace people with technology. It's more that we want to redefine the roles that humans play, get rid of some of the mundane tasks that technology is excellent at, and then we don't have to do it anymore. It really allows us to focus on the higher value human skills, things like collaboration, you mentioned, you know, how we all work together to solve problems. That actually becomes the power skills of the future, and that's really inspiring.
Well, and like you say, and I've always looked at it, you know, throughout my career, Amy, is, and that is, how can I do better by leveraging the natural resources that are around? And this is what AI does. It takes those repetitive things, and now you're able to operate at a higher level of intellect and you know, process, I guess, is the way I look at it. So we're going to be able, the way I see it, at least, you know, in my perspective, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I see us being able to leverage the intellect of the workforce in such a way that they're going to be operating at levels they never thought before.
Absolutely. I love that perspective, Bill, because that's really what we're seeing. Our customers, as they're putting in and going through a digital transformation, it's really giving them an opportunity to bring the people forward in a talent transformation, kind of unlocking different parts of the organization. Maybe people that never even saw themselves with technology are going to be interacting with it on a regular basis and really being able to add value in new ways. And I really think that's where this is all headed. And I'm really excited that we're here to create programs to help people bridge that gap. And you mentioned there's a tech skills gap, and we want to be able to fill it with skilled talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amy, you've got stories. I mean, you've been out there on the cutting edge of all this. So can you share some details on the impact of AI on today's workers? Because we see what's happening down the horizon. I mean, this is incredible, you know, how much growth that we're looking at. You're saying, you know, digital transformation related IT skills shortage by 2025 is going to end up costing $6.5 trillion globally due to delayed product releases. So the future is bright and the potential very high in AI. But where do we stand today?
Well, I think today we're seeing it emerging, right? In some cases, AI has been helpful in technology and in our work environments for a long time. But in other places, it's really taking on new levels of areas it can cover in work and providing kind of really that upskilling opportunity that people can join in and take advantage of this technology. Think about how to apply this technology into their workforce. You know, you think of someone like a customer service rep having to remember everything for every kind of case. Now they actually can have recommendations that help them solve that case faster, have a better ability to work with customers to resolve problems.
Can you imagine? I mean, when you're dealing with a problem, all of a sudden you're flooded with all these options and remedies that can help you operate and serve the customer that much more better and efficiently. Wow. I got to imagine, you know, when you're in that position, because you know, when you're successful at providing a service, you feel good about that.
Absolutely. You certainly do. And I think you deliver a better customer experience. And I think that's really what it's all about. It's better for companies, it's better for employees, and it's better for customer outcomes. I think it's a win all the way around.
Well, Amy Reagan Morehouse, tell us about Rise Up with ServiceNow.
Yeah, Rise Up with ServiceNow is our global talent movement. We have made a commitment to skill up 1 million people on the ServiceNow platform by the end of 2024. And what this program includes is training, for sure, but also coaching and mentoring, hands-on experience, so that people can really upgrade their careers and have the right skills for that digital-first workplace of the future. And I think also as companies are including more of this type of technology in their environment, they actually can tap into talent that maybe never saw themselves in tech before, because now they have a way to really take advantage of it and bring people to bear on some of the company's biggest challenges. It's a really kind of unique system mm-hmm. to skill up people and get them ready.
Yeah, exactly. I like this. It's a unique and exciting career path that you're opening up, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, as a participant, what can they expect? Well, you know, give us a little idea of the process of how it would work for somebody saying, "Okay, I want to participate. What do I do?" Step one.
Step one is probably come to our Rise Up homepage. So you can get to it by servicenow.com/Rise Up. There we share the careers that are available that we see in our customers and in our partner environments. We talk about the skills that are needed. And what's really unique about this program, Bill, unlike other skilling programs, is we're focused on the whole person. Yes, we're going to be mm-hmm. teaching the tech skills, but we're also going to help them further evolve those great human holistic skills that are going to make someone successful. Combining those two is really a unique formula.
Yeah, exactly. Great stuff here. What about some interesting success stories? We've got about a minute and a half left here, Amy, that you can share with us.
Well, we've skilled up 400,000 people so far, so we've got so many stories. Maybe I'll pick one from the local D.C. area,
okay.
kind of local to you. This is a woman who kind of wanted to get into tech but had no tech background, never really had access to digital education, but heard kind of tech was the way to be. And she found out about our program called Tech Bridge, and we offer some learning boot camps as well as the content on our Now Learning platform. Mm-hmm. And by going through that learning journey, she is now a business analyst at one of our customers and has even become a certified ServiceNow administrator, something she never could have imagined.
Exactly.
And now this is really the trajectory of her life. So many inspiring stories, Bill.
Exactly. And Amy, as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information and to participate in the Rise Up ServiceNow program.
Thank you so much. Yes, go to our Rise Up with ServiceNow website at servicenow.com/riseup. Learn about the skills that we need and jump into a learning journey right away.
She's the Senior Vice President of Global Education at ServiceNow, Amy Reagan Morehouse. Amy, thank you for being with us. Take care. Have a great day.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims? If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
She joins us fresh from the FPC, that would be the Family Policy Council Conference, the attorney and life issues analyst for Focus on the Family, Nicole Hunt, joins us now. Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing so great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always appreciate having you on. So give us an update. What happened at FPC and, you know, some of the highlights, what we should know about?
Yeah, so Family Policy Council has this annual get-together, and, you know, really it was described as a family reunion because that's what it is. It's all of the grassroots activators, you know, all of the states who are busy working together trying to change policy for life and for families. And so I'd say one of the big highlights this year was to hear how many states were able to pass laws to protect women's sports, to protect our girls, who are pursuing sports not only in high school but in colleges. And so there was that was one major area, obviously, of growth, and of course, you know, just all of the abortion measures, the new abortion laws.
Well, stay with me for just a moment. Stay with me just a moment regarding women's sports. How many states? Was there a number, a quantifiable number that they were talking about?
Yes. So as of just after the conference, there are now 20 states that have passed laws to protect women and women's sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing that I find quite interesting, what are they going to do, you know, when it comes to like the Olympics, or you have international, you know, competition going on, when you've got states that kind of have a hybrid relationship in terms of, you know, 100% women participating with women's sports? How are they going to play this out?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what we're going to see, and it's already started to happen, is this is going to play out through the courts. The courts are going to have to decide if these laws are legal. And if then they're legal, then there's going to be a law that comes into effect here, which is that you have to honor the laws of the states that have passed them. And so so what we're seeing, in fact, we just saw this happen, I believe, in Georgia. Georgia has now challenged, and they've been successful. They're appealing up, but they're challenging a state law in Georgia that would protect female women's sports. And so we're going to see this play out in the court system, and that's where we're going to see whether or not you know, these laws are upheld.
Right, exactly. But meanwhile, you know, I feel sorry for these young women who spent their lives in competition, and, you know, their athletic careers are going to be, you know, put possibly in jeopardy or on pause. I mean, we've already had, you know, I guess some experience in the past year that, you know, it's just astounding
that we're having, this conversation, and, Riley Gaines being so open and vulnerable to talk about her experience, what it was like to, to be in a women's locker room, dressing with an anatomical male figure. And like that was going to be okay.
Yes. I mean, we got the chance, Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen was at the Western Conservative Summit. We got the chance to interview Riley while she was there in June. And she told us her own story and said that if it wasn't for them coming after her scholastic opportunities, that she wouldn't have ever gotten involved in this fight. And at first she thought, I need to be nice. And she said, but I realized that they were going to continue taking away opportunities, not just for my generation, but for all the little girls who are coming up behind me. And I could not sit still and let that happen. It's not right for women. And I'm so proud of all the women who are standing up. I know in Congress they've introduced measures that would say, a woman is a woman because of her biology and not because of her identity and her mind. And we need to see more policymakers standing up, being willing to take a stand for women, because this is the moment that women are being erased, and it's not right, and it's not fair.
Well, and like you say, Nicole, if it's being done to women, who's next? I mean, because you got a small minority of people here where you got the tail shaking the dog, because you've got a clear majority of Americans say, no, women should compete with women, men should men, that's the fair thing to do. It's traditional and all that. I mean, there's no argument about it, but there's a small percentage of people who are very boisterous about it. And, and people just keep entertaining it instead of just saying, no, that's not it. Now we gotta create rules in order to level out the playing field. And, it's like everything, has come down to a law. It's like, it's going to get down to the point of, can I breathe? Well, is there a law? Can you breathe? I don't see a law for that. I mean, it's absurd, right? I mean, you're an attorney. You're an attorney. So this has got. I'm on the outside looking in. I'm going, Nicole, help us.
No, and that's why definitions are so important. I mean, I think it's one of the things about lawmaking that's the most important thing, because when we don't define words, or we allow someone else to define words, you change the entire meaning of the word.
Exactly.
So how is it possible that a woman can now be a man who's an actual man pretending to be a woman? The problem is that we've set aside definitions and black and white in order to embrace this kind of alternative worldview. And it's more important now than ever that average Americans wake up and say, this isn't going to happen anymore. It's not happening in the schools to my kids. It's not happening in the sports. It's not happening to these men who are taking women's jobs and women's opportunities and scholarships and grants. This and by the way, stop giving them, the front page of magazines as Women of the Year.
I know. How absurd.
America needs to stand up and say, no more.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that, you see, to me, I grew up as an athlete in competing. I could never accept a trophy or a award where I felt that there was any cheating or something that was unfair and there was not fair competition. Thank God I didn't have to experience anything like this. And all I can consider and hope for is that an athlete, whether you want to channel, your feminine side and decide, okay, you want to compete, in your heart of hearts that's unfair. I mean, athletes understand that. I don't know how you go on and, walk with your peers and think, oh, okay, hey, I get this trophy and now I'm assigned to the girls' line and I'm able to get a scholarship or, whatever. And I just have to believe that at some point their conscience has to keep them up at night to realize that this is not right on any level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we need to keep in mind here is that there are real victims. The transgender movement is fundamentally anti-woman. Mm-hmm. And it's time that we demand that this absurd game of make-believe stop, because the people who are getting hurt are real women and real
people. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, and again, this is emblematic of the kind of debate that we're having at all levels, Nicole. And if we don't find a way to debate and put this in perspective, it'll never end. I mean, it'll always be something else, won't it?
Yeah, and it's hurting real people. I know young women who are getting chest surgery and having, you know, their breast removed. I mean, that is going to impact them for the rest of their life because of this fad that is running through society and that all of the elites have bought into. So we really do need to protect our girls. Don't let this happen to them because they will regret it.
Well, look what happened. I think in Sweden, right? They tried this and they go, no, stop, and pull the plug on this deal. In pretty quick order, they realized how obtuse this was and it wasn't appropriate. And thank God they saw the error of their ways. So then there was a minimal number of women who've been, affected, as you say, for the rest of their lives. And here we are in America's like, we're so progressive when we know so much more and everything else. And it's like we want to ignore the empirical evidence. And even though we have 50 states of the union, and one of the reasons that our founding fathers thought 50 states would be great because they'd all be laboratories where we could, develop and discover things, right? Well, not only that, but we have other countries around the world that have been experimenting with this. And, whether it's COVID or any other issue, and it's like we want to ignore the empirical evidence. It's like, what are we thinking? You know, we want to reinvent the wheel and somehow come up with our own version of gravity so that we can defy it and think we're okay, right? How crazy is this?
Right. It is crazy.
Unbelievable.
And especially if we're Christians, we need to keep in mind that this movement is a perversion of what God has defined as male and female. So we need to remember that this is a rejection of what God has called good. And we need to remember that we have to stay involved in the fight. And it's not just about standing up for women and girls, but we are also standing up for what God has called good.
As you said, it's a rejection of Almighty God himself.
Yep.
That's really the bottom line of all this. A minute and a half left here, Nicole, and I wanted to get your read. It's been a year since the Dobbs decision and everything going back to the states. Mainstream media has participated. It's almost like we have this, this fourth branch of government that's being led by the deep state and these nefarious forces, including social media, that want us to believe some propaganda. What's the whole truth and nothing but?
You know what? Here we are 1 year after Roe was overturned, and I believe that the pro-life movement has three reasons to be positive about the future, even though we haven't always won all of these battles since last June. The first reason is that lives are being saved. The numbers that most recently came out are right around 60,000 babies saved from abortion. And if you count the moms, another 60,000, that's over 100,000 lives that have been saved from the tragedy of abortion. And that has changed eternity. There's 60,000 more souls who will change history. Second.
Go ahead. We got 20 seconds. I got to leave it all to you. Go ahead.
Second. Crisis pregnancy centers, pregnancy resource centers are all reaching out and being involved more than ever before. The numbers are ridiculously high and they're climbing in terms of the number of people that they're serving at little to no cost. And third, there is momentum in the pro-life movement.
If you're concerned about
the gotta leave it there.
And
thank you, Nicole.
Generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other.